Welcome back to Hour 2 of Random Play. I'm Doug Cox, and here's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, I know, but nobody knows. know how to win. Half my life is in books, written pages. Live and learn from fools and from sages. You know it's true. Well, all things come back to you. Sing with me, sing for the years, sing for the laughter, sing for the tears. Sing with me if just for today. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away.
Robert was a sailor for the best years of his life. His captain was his mother, and the ocean was his wife. Only fresh out of the cradle, life's one and only spring. He was sworn to do his duty, and got blood on his high school ring. And it's a hello, California. Hello, Dad and Mom. Ship ahoy, your baby boy is home from Vietnam. Don't you ask me any questions about the medals on my chest. Take the star out of the window and let my conscience take a rest. Across the ocean to the old Far Eastern War, and it was foreign to his body, it was foreign to his shore. So he traded in the present for the better times he'd seen. Made an Oriental waitress his own homecoming queen. and it's a hello, California. Hello, Dad and Mom. Ship ahoy, your baby boy is home from Vietnam. Don't you ask me any questions about the medals on my chest. Take the star out of the window and let my conscience take a rest.
John Prine from his very early record called Diamonds in the Rough with Take the Star Out of the Window. Last set of Random Play, we heard a tribute, bluegrass tribute to Led Zeppelin. Now we just heard a bluegrass tribute to Aerosmith. Cornbread Red was the name of the band, and the tune was Dream On, and Earth, Wind, and Fire opened up that set of Random Play, Hour 2, Set 1, with September. What a great song that is. I used to try to sing the end of that song back in the days when I used to sing all the time. Such great vocals, great stuff. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Random Play. We're going to go now to a live recording, a bootleg recording of Gil Scott-Heron, the great soul jazz singer. This is from 1983. The bootleg is funnily called What Happened to Our Bass Player Live in Bremen. And we're going to listen to something called B-Movie right here, right now on Random Play.
About 10 days after the inauguration of our current president, we went to work on a poem. The biggest problem we had with this poem was what we was gonna call it. First, we decided we would name this poem From Real to Real. That would be from R-E-E-L to R-E-A-L. And we said, no, might be some people that don't get it. Then we said we would name the poem From Real to Real to Surreal, and we would draw a lot of lines under the surreal and say, that's the one. Then we said, no, might be some people that don't get it. So finally we decided that we would name this particular poem From Shogun to Raygun, and just underline the whole goddamn thing and point at it like that. You see, because the word came down in the neighborhood that there had been a mandate for Raygun. Mandate meaning an overwhelming majority. Mandate meaning a landslide. Meaning a majority of such proportions that it entitles the holder of said mandate to change everybody's life 180 degrees. So we went down in the neighborhood and we told the brothers, we said, hey, it's been a mandate for Raygun. And they said, oh yeah? What was the final score? So we said, well, 26% of the registered voters voted for Raygun, They said they would have been more impressed if it had been 26% of the American people. Big difference there. Then we found out that Skippy used to be the president. And he was running against Reagan, but he only got 21%. Skippy bit the dust. Skippy being the symbol of the thing that be on the peanut butter jars, because Peanut Man was the president prior to Reagan. But he was landslid, I think they call it. He come from the South, so they call it landslid. He had been landslid the hell on back to Georgia. Then we found out there was some other people running, and nobody knew that except their immediate family. And between all of the other people who were running for president, they only got 2%. So we added it up, we said 26% for Reagan, 21% for Skippy, 2% for miscellaneous, and that comes to 49%. So people immediately recognized the fact that that meant that 51% of the registered voters had voted for nobody. And so they felt that, democratically speaking, nobody should be the president. And it damn near worked out that way. Somebody come to me the other day and said, wasn't nobody the president. Damn near right. They also pointed out that since Reagan got 26% of the registered voters, that meant that 74% of the registered voters did not vote for Reagan. So there was a mandate, all right, but it was going in the opposite direction. See, a lot of folks felt as though this was the first time we had ever said anything about Reagan. That's not true. He had managed to play small parts in other poems of ours. We did a poem one time called The Bicentennial Blues. And we referred to Reagan as Hollywood. So he acted like an actor. Acted like a Democrat and acted like a liberal back in the late 40s when he was acting like the head of the Studio Actors Guild. It was Reagan's job to defend people from accusations of communism that came from a man named McCarthy, who was a Republican. Ron's job was to defend people like Dalton Trumbo and David Susskind and Dashiell Hammett from the rages of McCarthyism, who was looking for communists under the corner of every bed. Next time we saw Ron, he was a Republican. He was acting like one of them. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Showed up in 1976 acting like somebody was gonna vote for him for president. And then showed up in 1980 acting like 26% of the registered voters was actually a mandate. A hell of an acting job. You see, what has happened is that America has changed over the last 20 years, and a lot of people don't want to recognize the change. 26% of the registered voters are looking for the America that existed 25 years ago. And so they elected someone whose ideas correspond with America 25 years ago. America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And that's a quantum leap. See, when America was a producer, it was my way or the highway. I got it. You need it. Need cash. Need cash. Need cash. But now that America is a consumer, they want all the rest of the consumers to get behind them and jump on the producers. They don't know if they want to be Bob Dylan or Matt Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue to threaten the world with a nuclear nightmare. See, being the producer will change your world. Everybody who gets a chance to produce gets a chance to change their position. The third world is changing. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Being the producer will change your world. America used to be a country that looked forwards to things, and all of a sudden all we heard was yesterday. They call it nostalgia, but it don't mean nostalgia, it means some nostalgia. The way we were. Hell, that's what we was trying to get away from, the way we were. The summer of 42 rather than the summer of 82. Them good old boys, them good old days, them good old boys, them good old days, them good old boys, them good old days, sold American. Back to a time when America always showed up at the last minute to save the day. Back when someone always showed up at the last minute to save America. Back to the 40s and 50s when the heroes rode in right at the nick of time and saved America from whatever throes they were in. America started to look back to a time when you get to see two movies every time you paid for one. You see, when I was a younger man, we went to the movies and they would have two. They would have the one you were paying for, and then they would have a second movie that they threw in on the side that was sort of like a bonus. And the second one was called a B-movie, and that would be the one that Reagan was in. You see? It would be one of them gangster flicks where everybody talking down to sign them out, see? Or it would be one of them military flicks where you just salute everything that moves. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Or something with the monkey. Our president used to work with a monkey, and the monkey was the smartest one of the two of them. I ain't got nothing against the monkey. The monkey is all right. See, that's called a diversion. They got us watching the monkey with the other sumbitch we needed to be watching. What happened was that America started to look back to the 40s and 50s for one of their cinema heroes like John Wayne. But unfortunately, in the 80s, John Wayne was no longer available. And so we had to settle for Ronald the Reagan. And it has given us all the impression somehow that we've been cast as supporting or non-supporting characters in what could be called a B-movie. It is. Say it. Us back to those inglorious days before heroes were zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper, the defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. See, from my childhood, I remember a character called Casper always looking for a friend, looking for a friend. No more animated choice is surely available. The director that we mentioned later on in the tour was going to split the scene. Well, he split the scene a little bit sooner than we thought he would. Matter of fact, he split the scene a whole lot sooner than we thought he would. The director was called Attila the Hague, frantically running around declaring himself in charge and in control, in charge and in control, in charge and in control. They said, bullshit, you're out of there. I think he made his move too soon. He's been replaced by a man we call Peanuts. Man's name is Schultz. If you get a good look at him, you will see someone who is a dead ringer for the Cowardly Lion on his way to see the wizard down the yellow brick road. Off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. The screenplay will be directed from a book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush, with an introduction by the one and only David the Trojan Horse Stockman. The theme song, The Very Military, Macho Man.
Macho, macho man, 2, 3, 6. You left, you left, you left, right, left, right.
We thought it ironic that a theme song for our president be written by a bunch of gay dudes.
Bang, 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 bang.
Looking for the closest thing we could get to John Wayne. Cliches abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced out Marlon Perkins, a Ray Gun contemporary. Cliches like tall in the saddle. Cliches like itchy trigger finger. Cliches like Gaddafi, get off of my planet by sundown. More so than cliches like he died with his boots on. The man is tough. The man is Marine tough. The man is Bogart tough. The man is Cagney tough. The man is John Wayne tough. The man is cheap steak tough and bonzo substantial. He goes all the way back from Hollywood to hillbillies, from liberal to libelous, from bonzo to birchite or born again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, nothing happening. Call in the cavalry. Disrupt this perception of freedom going wild. God damn it, first one of them wanted freedom, then they all act like they gotta have freedom. You give them an inch, and they'll take a mile. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces, got nothing on Ron. Doug Henning will do the makeup. It's magic. Special effects from Crazy Glue and Grecian Formula 16. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Corporation. Their slogan is, why wait till 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes America. And here's a look at the closing stocks. Racism is up, human rights are down. Peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties. Jobs are scarce, money is hard to come by, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and all of a sudden no one is looking because we're all starring in a B-movie. And we would have rather had John Wayne. Damn it, we would have done better if we'd have ended up somehow with John Wayne. Y'all got to help me. To be in no hurry, you won't ever really have to worry. You don't have to think about how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're thinking that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. This ain't really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really a life, and everybody ought to know that this ain't really a life, but do your life like that. Say, this ain't really a life, ain't nothing but real, real shit. This ain't really, really, really that silly. This really ain't real. This ain't really a life, and everybody ought to know this. This ain't really a life, 'cause this ain't how your life was going. This ain't really a life, ain't nothing but real, real shit. This ain't really, really, really that silly. This really ain't real. Same really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really ain't nothing but a movie. Same really a life, must be a camera in here somewhere. Say, same really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really ain't nothing but a movie. Am I on? Am I on? Am I on? Am I on? Same really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really ain't nothing but a movie. Same really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really ain't nothing but a movie. Same really a life, ain't really a life, ain't really ain't nothing but a movie. Same really a life, ain't really a life.
And there was only one, Gil Scott here, and only one artist like that, for sure. Amazing artist. That was from Live in Bremen in 1983. B-movie. Gil Scott here, and poet, soul musician, jazz musician, junkie turned artist. Beautiful stuff. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Random Play. We're going to go now to Dionne Warwick with Say a Little Prayer.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. While combing my head down and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer.
Forever,
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 you stay in my heart. Thank you.
David Elliott.
Well, if
body hanging from a lamppost bright. Baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. Well, if you see somebody looking in all the cars, if you see a rocket ship on its way to Mars, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. Gonna look in the city where the lights are blue. Gonna search the countryside, all the haystacks too. Well, if you see a new face on a totem pole, if you find a little lump in your sugar bowl, baby, it'll be me.
Oh yeah, a little bit of the rock and roll there. Tom Jones and Jules Holland together with It'll Be Me. Before that, Johnny Clark and Hortense Ellis with You're Mine, and a very funky version of Dionne Warwick's I Say a Little Prayer for You. That was a cool version for sure. Burt Bacharach wrote that song, of course. Dionne Warwick, one of the divas of the 70s. Great, great, very recognizable voices. I am Doug Cox. You're listening to Random Play. We're going to go now to one of the most influential blues men, Sleepy John Estes, and this is a tune called How to Sing These Blues.
Now cut set and pop, ride it down to some. Now catch and pop, ride it down to some street. Near a roadhouse alley, got my bait on a midnight cruise. Now I know people is on
thank you. cause that'll drive me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. Just like to go, we have fun. Everybody know we don't fuss and we never grab. We just groove, taking in the sights. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. Question about half done. We're just messing around, having fun. The car gets shifted well up and down. Mouth's a little loud, but we love that sound. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. It ain't like us to hang around this town. The square just blew us down. I don't want to think about what they do now. Future no problem, we don't care, cause we're everywhere gone, we'll soon get there. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, that was Dan Fogelberg from 1997 with same old song. Rye Cooter before that from 1987 with a live version of Little Sister. NRBQ from their classic record called Tiddlywinks with Me and the Boys. And Sleepy John Estes opened up that set of music on Random Play. How to Sing These Blues. I'm Doug Cox. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. I'm going to leave you with a song from Hair. And I will see you soon. This is called Air. Have a great week and thanks again for listening. See you next time.
Welcome, sulfur dioxide. Hello, carbon monoxide. The air is everywhere. Breathe deep while you sleep. Breathe deep, bless you. Alcohol, bloodstream. Save me, nicotine, lung steam. Dioxide, hello, carbon monoxide.